Wow, I did not see that twist coming at all. His dad being the murderer all along? I mean, how do you even come up with that? Oh, shut up, you dork. Of course you saw it coming a mile away. Let's just conveniently forget that you named half the damn cast as suspects along the way, shall we? Yeah, the detective is on the case. You're totally right, Sherlock. How did we not see it coming all along? I'm just teasing, you know? Watching movies with you is always fun. And I like watching you piece together your little theories. Even if this one was completely wrong. Oh, that reminds me. I saw this really funny meme today that made me think of you. Yeah, it was this one with the cat. Here, let me just check my phone. I think I have it saved somewhere. Let's see. Oh fuck. I totally forgot I had that open. Let's just forget we saw that, okay? I mean, it's not like there's anything wrong with watching that stuff, you know? I bet you do it all the time. Oh, you don't? Yeah, right. And I'm the Virgin Mary. Come on. I know what guys your age are like. Full of hormones. I get them too, you know? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Really? You don't watch porn? What? How do you get off then? You just use your imagination or something? What do you mean you don't? Are you telling me that you've never, you know, masturbated? You don't even know how? Huh. I figured that was something everyone just kinda learned how to do at some point. Have you never just been curious or anything? Never just tried experimenting? Damn, that's rough. It's a shame some parents are still that old-fashioned about this stuff. It's perfectly normal to want to explore your own sexuality. And I mean... well, it feels fucking great. So... surely you've had, like, wet dreams or something, right? Yeah, I guess that's not really... Look, okay. The point is, you, my friend, have been missing out. I'm serious. You should totally give it a try sometime, you know? Just touch yourself and see what feels good. And find out what makes you tick. You don't even know how to get started? Well, I suppose I could show you. No, dumbass. I don't mean a video. I mean on you. I don't think it'd be that weird. Neither of us are seeing anyone right now, and we've been friends for so long. This probably wouldn't even be the weirdest thing we've done together. Remember when you got so shit-faced at this one party, I had to carry your drunk ass home to my room so you could just sleep it off? All while you were loudly belting the Circle of Life at 4 in the morning. I had such a fun time explaining that one to my roommates. Look, what I'm trying to say is, we've always had each other's backs. And I wouldn't mind doing this for you too, you know? It's like a shame that you're missing out, that's all. Yeah? Alright, great! Okay, why don't you take off your pants and underwear and I'll teach you how to jerk off. So, for starters, you never want to go in dry. You want something to get it all nice and slick. Or else you're going to get chafing skin to skin and that doesn't really feel really nice. Some people like to use spit or lube. I've got some lotion in my bag here we can use. Here. Let me just squeeze some of that onto your cock. There we go. And then we gotta get you all nice and hard. I'll just rub you up and down a little. Give it some nice squeezes. Just touch it and play with it and, you know, a little like this. And there we go. I feel it becoming harder and harder in my hands. That's good. All right. Now that you're fully hard, I'll start by gently stroking you. I'll just put my hand at the tip and stroke all the way down, then back up, up and down. Feels nice, doesn't it? Yeah, it can be a little bit sensitive at the start, but you'll get used to it, trust me. I'll go slow for now. Yeah, you really want to make sure you get those full strokes in. Use both hands if you need to. All the way up and down, squeezing just a little, so you can really feel the skin move around. I can tell you like that from those moans. Oh, no, please. Let it out if you want to. This is kind of a lesson in self-expression after all, so you can make all the sounds you want. Besides, I kinda like hearing you respond to my touch. Now eventually, like I see right here, you'll begin to leak some pre-cum. It'll help make the head of your cock all nice and smooth. That's good, because this is where the good stuff happens. It has the most nerve endings by far, so it's extra sensitive. That means it deserves some extra one-on-one attention. Yeah, I don't even need to use my entire hand for this. I can just put my fingers on the tip and go up and down around the head. Is that good? I can tell it is. You're practically squirming. I bet if you're feeling adventurous, you could make yourself come just by teasing and playing with the tip. Or how about this spot, right here, just below the head, on the underside of your cock? Yeah, this is called the frenulum, and it's even more sensitive than the tip. You like it when I rub little circles there with my thumb? Yeah, so many little sensitive spots there to make you feel good in all the right ways. An untapped goldmine of pleasure. Well, it's a good thing you have me here to show you just how to do this. Alright, enough of that teasing. I'll stroke you fully again. I may not have a cock myself, but I still know my way around one. You can use different stroking techniques too, like this one where I use both hands to twist around in opposite directions. You can get creative, you know? There's even toys you can use. Yes, of course. Toys are not just for women. There's plenty of fun toys made specifically for cocks. Or you could just, you know, put a vibrator against it. I'm sure it'll feel good regardless. And of course, you can't forget about the balls. That's where all the creamy goodness is stored. So make sure you give them some special attention. Nothing too rough, of course, just some light caresses and squeezes. Just like this. Oh yeah, you're really squirming now. Oh, I can feel you throbbing in my hand. Oh, I can tell you're getting close. Of course you can come, you idiot. God, can you imagine if I teased you like this for so long? Building up all that pleasure. Getting you this close to the edge and then just left you like that. I'd be a horrible friend. No, I'm not gonna speed up all the way. And you can come whenever you want, okay? All over me. That's right. It feels good to be this close, doesn't it? Just let go and bust all over me. That's it. That's it. Come for me. That's it. Come on. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. That's it. Keep coming. Let it all out. anyone come that much. I guess that's what being so pent up does to you. Oh well, it's a good thing I need to get changed into my PJs anyways, because these clothes, oh man, you got that everywhere. Here, let me grab a towel and wipe it off my face. No, no, it's fine. Really. Did you enjoy that? Felt really good, didn't it? Yeah, that's what you've been missing out on all this time. But at least now you know how to, you know, take care of your needs, and you can do it whenever. Oh, no, no, it was really no trouble at all. In fact, I thought it was kind of hot seeing you like that. Knowing that it's me making you feel that way. I guess if we're exposing ourselves here anyways, I've always thought you were really cute, you know? Yes, even before I had your cock in my hands, but that definitely helped solidify my feelings. Really? Really? You like me too? God, why didn't I say anything sooner? I guess I was scared you wouldn't like me back, and it would have driven a wedge between our friendship. But at least now we know. And all because I left that tab open. This isn't really how I expected the sleepover to go, but I can't say I regret it. So, I guess we're a thing now? That's good. Because I have plenty of other things I want to teach you.